Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry, is this Constance Tellis?
No. This is
Oh, I thought you were Constance.
Jennifer.
I'm sorry. Okay, Jennifer,
no.
Hang on 1 second. I'm going to put you on for once. I thought you were Constance for 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold. Hang on,
sorry.
No worries. Hang on a second. Hello, everyone. We're just waiting for Constance to call back in. Sorry. She'll be right with us. Hello, everyone. Ms. Tellis will be on the line momentarily. We're just having a little technical glitch. She'll be right with you. Do your readings. Okay, everyone. Ms. Tellis will be calling in any second. We just had a little technical glitch in the beginning, so the readings will start any minute. I do apologize for the delay. Okay, Ms. Tellis.
Okay, I'm here.
Ms. Tellis is right here. Okay, you know what? For the sake of time that people are holding, we're going to go right into the readings. We're going to take
Very
a call
good.
From a number.
It's too cold to wait.
Right, and real quick, learn more about Ms. Tellis by going to our website at ConstanceTellis.com. Here we go. First call
hey,
is a 515 call. Hello, you're live on the air with Ms. Constance Tellis.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's your name?
Jen.
Jen. Are you in the frozen Northeast or somewhere warm?
The frozen Midwest.
Oh, the frozen Midwest. Same difference. What's your birthday, Jen?
85. Do you need the year?
Mm-hmm.
76.
Okay. And do you know by any chance your time of birth?
About 6:42-ish in the morning.
Okay. And where were you born?
Des Moines. I won't.
Okay, fine. So what I'm doing now is I'm going to calculate your chart real quickly. You are a Leo, but you probably know that.
Uh-huh.
And the best thing is if you kind of give me an idea what's on your mind, and then we can see what your chart has to say about that. So, got it. What are you thinking of here?
Anything about work or love.
Oh, work or love. The easy questions. Okay. Interesting. Your moon sign is Sagittarius, and are you involved in anything creative, or do you have a lot of children?
I have nieces and nephews, and we like to do creative things.
Okay. Because your moon is in the fifth house of creativity, and doing things with nieces and nephews count as that. As far as love, are you married, or have you been married?
Single, never married.
I think that you will marry, and it actually, you're moving towards in the next 2 months a good time. The thing is that you have a high need for individual space. So combining that with marriage sometimes is a little bit of a challenge. I always recommend people with Aquarius on the seventh house of a marriage to find a pilot. You know, somebody who comes and goes. That would be an ideal situation. But the transit that's coming up is expansive for all different kinds of creative adventures. So whereas in the past you might have said, oh, I don't know, I won't try that, in the next 2 months say, I'll try that. It also is a very good time to change your look, do something, you know, not so that you can find a man, but so that you can experiment a little bit yourself. Mm-hmm. And as far as work goes, what do you do?
I work at in government, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Work.
no changes now, but in about 8 months, you may have a new boss or somebody that's kind of challenging. By challenging, I mean not that you're going to lose your job, but a lot of control dramas between who's on top. So that's not a quick situation, but you should prepare yourself because you're a rather positive person.
Well, it's a pretty toxic environment as it is, and I'm trying to get out as soon as I can.
Okay. All right. Well, do some different things and keep looking, and I think then that should work out fine one way or the other.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Be well. Bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Brian, are you there?
Yes, Dallas, we got a phone. I put my
All right, good.
Voice on mute for a second. We're going to have a phone call from a 201 area code.
Okay.
Hello, you're live
Is
on the air.
Me?
Wisconsin, tell us.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, is that me, Ryan?
Yep.
Am I
the
one
Dr.
that's 201?
Frida Birnbaum.
Actually, could I use my daughter's name? Could I ask about my daughter?
Sure.
All right, her name is, I hope she doesn't kill me, which she probably will anyway, Alana Birnbaum. And
you just
didn't
say first name, but okay, Alana.
Oh, okay, Alana.
Mm-hmm.
And her date of birth is 1/1/78.
Okay. What time was she born?
You know, I forgot. It's a good question.
That happens to a lot of mothers, and children are always shocked about it. Roundabout.
Let's say she didn't want to come out. It took a long time, let's put it that way. So it must have been sometime early the next day. Morning. Let's say 11 o'clock. Eleven o'clock
in the morning. Okay. And where was she born?
Again, let me think. She was born in. My son was born in Hackensack. Alana was born in. Am I bad or what? This is so bad.
Okay.
She was born somewhere in a hospital.
In New Jersey.
In New Jersey, I think. I don't know where she was born. I think Valley. I have to ask my husband. He's in the other room. Could I ask him quickly? Or
well, you got to be quick.
I'm a bad.
Got some other people.
I'm a bad guest.
That's
I'm
all
so
right.
Bad.
That's all right.
Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm. It's very important, anybody who's listening, to have the place and the time because that changes and makes the chart more specific. If we just have a day and a year, then it's a little bit general. All right, let's see.
Does it really make it?
Oh, yeah, it does make a difference. And then, for example, let's say if somebody's born in Australia, which is the southern hemisphere, it makes a total difference. It'll be a different chart.
Hackensack? So I shouldn't keep you waiting any longer.
All right, Hackensack is close enough. That's okay.
Okay, good. It's somewhere
That's
in New
okay.
Jersey.
All right, so she is a Capricorn.
Yes.
I have her chart. So what's her problem? What's going on?
Well, she's a very pretty girl, very talented. You know, PhD candidate, very educated.
And she's not interested in getting married?
She is definitely interested in getting married and having a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wants to really do well with her personal life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she dates and then she gets disappointed with who she's with.
First of all, her chart is primarily of someone who is very, very career-driven. So that's numero uno. It doesn't mean that she can't have a family and a relationship and children, which are indicated. But if she had to choose, I mean, which, you know, she doesn't really have to choose, she would say career. The other thing is that I believe she will get married, but she seems to pick guys that are a little bit weaker or less firm than she is. And that only works for a while, and then either she gets tired or they get tired. So the thing, and children are indicated in her chart, but the thing for her to do is to stick around the university circle, but see, maybe even if she can connect with somebody from a different country, and that will work out better for her. And I would say that, let's see, within the next 3 years, she will find somebody and settle down.
I would hope so.
Okay. You keep warm. I know it's freezing in New Jersey.
It's I'm in a very warm room, but
good.
Thank you so much.
You're
Stella
very welcome. Be well.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Miss Stellas, we got another caller from a 678 area code.
Okay.
Hello, you're live on the air with Miss Constance Stellas.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Regina. January 8th.
Okay. And your birthday?
January 8th, 1979.
Say it again.
January 8th.
Okay, 1979.
Yes.
And you know what time?
Yes, 8:18 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of eights.
Yeah, eight is very lucky, very lucky. Where were
and,
you born?
Dublin, Georgia.
Are you there now? In Georgia?
No.
No.
I'm in Georgia still.
Is it freezing or is it nice?
Yes, it's really cold.
Okay. So we have another Capricorn person, like our last caller. I have your chart. What's on your mind?
Same like the other caller, career and love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, career and love.
Romance or finances, however people want to call it.
Okay. So you are a very earthy person. Capricorn sun, Mars, and rising sign, and your moon sign is Taurus. So those are all earth planets or earth signs. And so practicality and what you, how you strategize things is very important to you. At the moment, there's a lot that's kind of under the table. By that, I don't mean sneaky things, but you may not be exactly sure about your goals. You may not be sure about how you're going to make them happen and be happy, I guess, was the end of that thought. And I think, let's see, so 79, you are, how old? You're 31 or 32?
No, 36.
36. I'm sorry. Subtraction is not my strong suit here. 36. Have you ever been married?
Yes, but divorced.
Uh-huh. Did he have a lot of money?
Who, did he have a lot of money or do mm-hmm. I?
Did he?
No.
No. Okay. Then, good news, there is another marriage for somebody, I'll say, that has blessings. It could be money, it could be just a nice guy, or it could be something where you can build something together. And I would say that the likelihood of that happening is within the next 18 months. Now, what you have to do is kind of overhaul a few things. Not that you're not sweet and wonderful, I'm sure you are, but there's a little bit of a introverted streak in your character, and so we have to open the door a little bit so that you feel more comfortable going forward and being with people. Is that true, or are you total extrovert?
I can be both.
Okay.
It depends on the situation or where I'm at, so...
All right. Well, encourage that more extroverted side. And as far as work goes, I think there's a change coming up within, let's say, 9 months that whatever you're doing, you've had to work hard for not much recognition and that times are a change in there. So the best thing for you is to kind of plot in your mind very, very strategically how it is that you would like the story to go, so to speak. You know, you're like a screenwriter for your own life, and so you just kind of plot it out so that it's very, very clear to you, and then just let it go and watch what happens. I think that you're on an easier trajectory.
Okay. Yeah, okay? I mean, right now I'm trying to get my makeup artist career on.
Oh, good.
So I'm trying to focus more on my passion instead of doing the 9-to-5 job. So,
all right, good. That's nice because it's also very colorful and artistic. So do that. Okay. Good luck.
Thank you so much. All right, we got another caller, Miss Dallas. We have a caller from a 337 area code.
Okay.
Hello, you're live on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Candace. How are you today?
I'm fine. Everybody always calls me Candace. I don't know why, but they do sometimes. What's your birthday,
oh, wow.
Candace?
November 23rd, 1983.
Mhm. And what time do you know?
6:36 a.m.
Okay. And where were you born?
A little town called Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R, Louisiana.
Mhm. Okay. I have it. I have it. I have everywhere. I have a new astrology program with this great atlas. Okay, so you are either, right, you're just at the beginning of Sagittarius. You're kind of the end of Scorpio that's finished, but there's a lot of Sagittarius in your chart. And right now, although you do have Scorpio rising, rising is the ascendant of the chart and how you kind of view the world. So that's a blend of great optimism and great intensity. There's a lot of energy there. What are you doing work-wise?
I'm working on my music.
Good.
And album and everything, yes.
You're a singer, songwriter, everything?
Everything.
Well,
musician, singer, songwriter, you name it, I do it.
Good. Good. Do you make a living from it, or you have to do something else?
Well, right now I am having to do something else, but... Mm-hmm. No worries. I'm hoping this can be my year.
Well, I'll tell you about this year. First of all, you are a very, very creative person. You have a creative chart, and your purpose is to express yourself. Absolutely. This energy is not steady. By that I mean, like, you get inspiration, and then for 3 days you can't do anything, or off and on, off and on. So you have to kind of catch the inspiration when it comes. Now, at the moment, Saturn, which is the planet of discipline and structure and deadlines and all of these kind of very real-world things, is in Sagittarius and will be there for 2.5 years. So... you're learning steadiness, and it's really important. So, I mean, you may not feel creative all the time, but doing all those kind of organizational things so that you feel healthy, that you can take good care of your health, your body, everything, so you can create, all that kind of stuff is important. It's also important for you this year to either find management or agent or somebody to believe in what you do and help you along. And I think that that should be possible, too. But whereas before you would just maybe do things on kind of a whim and like, oh, I feel like doing this, try and get very steady in your mind about these things, and things will work out better. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Now I have a question about
Since we have other callers, I can only do one question. So.
Oh.
Okay. Catch me later. I'll be back on.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, Ms. Dowskin, another caller from a 619 area code.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, you're live on the air with Ms. Constance Ellis.
Hi.
So, what's your name?
Danielle, and my birthday is 10/25/67.
Uh-huh.
At 6:30 a.m. in Corona, California.
Okay. Give me the time one more time. I'm sorry, I was...
6:30 a.m.
Okay, in Corona.
Yeah.
California. Great. Okay. So you are Scorpio, strongest sign of the zodiac. And I say that because, wow, there are a lot of coronas. Okay, I got California. The ability to, how do I say it, transform yourself is very, very strong. And what are you doing now? What kind of work?
Hairstylist.
Okay. That's
good. I'm going to change it, though. I'm ready for a change.
Yeah, well, guess what? Your planets are going to help you out. Right now, Jupiter, which is the planet of expansion, is in your 10th house of career. And you also have coming up within the next 2 years a Virgo transit on Jupiter, Venus, Pluto, and Uranus. So, I don't know, do you want to stay in cosmetics or you want to do something totally different?
No. Something different.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're very good with skin care. I don't know if that's too much of the same, but that's what...
Holistic health.
What'd you say?
Holistic health.
Holistic health. Okay. So essences, herbal essences, teas, maybe even massage, but something in that line should be very successful for you. And you may be just studying it now, but on the other side of August of this year, I think you can put it into practice. And you may also want to be involved with aromatherapy. All of that stuff you're really good at. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Sounds good.
Well done. Bye.
Okay. All right, Ms. Dallas, that concludes the show. We got through all the callers.
Oh,
and,
good, 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 good. I rushed a few, but it's...
No, you did great. I just think we kept on adding people on there. So where can people learn more about you?
Well, you can always go to my website, which is constancestellas.com. So it's constancestellas.com. And all the information about my books and my email and how to contact me are there. You can also follow me on Twitter. I tweet daily about the position of the moon. You're never going to see what I ate for breakfast, but who cares? But I say where the moon is every day and what the good thing to keep in mind for that day is. And that Twitter address is @astrologybroad. So astrology like astrology and broad like I'm abroad. The moon moves more quickly than any planet in the zodiac. So since it's changing all the time, if we focus in on the moon position, then we know a little bit about each day. And I've written a couple of books. They're on my website, or you can find them in Amazon. And, I'm easy to find. So I look forward to doing private readings for anybody who would like them.
Excellent. And we can also hear Ms. Stellas live on the Outer Limits of Inner Truth 1 year anniversary show.
True, true, true.
February 26th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay.
More details at outerlimitstrader.com. All right, everyone, thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.